Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This is a piece of instrumental music that many of us who were around in the 60s remember. This is basically an instrumental cover of Chuck Berry's Memphis. And as such, this guy was a background guy, guitarist for a lot of these bigger performers. But this song, we call it an instrumental song. It's not a song, it doesn't have any lyrics. A tune. He passed away, Lonnie Mack passed away over the weekend, the age of 74. A lot of people paying attention, justifiably so, to Prince's passing. But the fact that Lonnie Mack, who was a member of the International Guitar Hall of Fame, Richie, the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Yep.
There are a lot of other Lonnie Mack things, but they all sounded alike. Frankly, he was a producer, record producer. He was just one of those inside guys that decided. He didn't get as far as Glenn Campbell, but Glenn Campbell was one of these guys as well. When he started, he was a guitar player for
a session guy.
Yeah. He was a session guy, right? And look at how well it did for him. Also, and perhaps more sadly, because the impact of Billy Paul was bigger in my estimation than Lonnie Mack, at least outwardly. He passed over the weekend as well, the age of 81.
Mrs. Jones.
Who didn't swoon when they heard this? Mrs. Jones got a thing going on.
Yeah, this is one of those songs that are, it's just a hot song.
Yeah. He was, had been suffering for a while with pancreatic cancer. That's bad stuff. You get that. Curtains generally. Over his career, he had 6 top 40 hits on the pop charts, rhythm and blues charts as well. This was the number one song, his only Grammy, Me and Mrs. Jones. The lyric line, as Jennifer suggested, is just plain hot. Crank it up, Richie, will you?
We don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got.
I somehow don't pass well for a black singer.
No. Well, or a singer.
Excuse me?
Don't cut yourself short.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. This was huge when Paula Jones, Bill Clinton, everything.
Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's playing this. Yep.
I did not sexual relations with that woman.
Bill.
Let's go back to Prince for a few moments here, because there's so many things. The Twitter feed, the live feed, at Good Day Show. With more comments, Heather said, watching Prince was like peeking through a tiny keyhole and seeing a whole different way of being alive. I thought, Richie, play cut 415, will you? This is a classical pianist named Curtis McLeod who played Little Red Corvette.
What
I say?
Classical pianist.
Pianist, yes.
Sorry. Wow.
Tom wrote, to be honest, I really didn't give Prince his due. Always sort of gave his music the side-eye look. But after really listening to some of the music, I see what I've missed. Let's see here. Jeremy writes, it's like he was a close friend that I've lost. Every day since I've known Prince, I bet one of his songs went through my head. That's how I felt about Elvis, frankly, when he died. James writes, we should mourn him good long while. After all, the incredible random acts of kindness he did during his career, his musical legacy. He was an incredible human being. I think that's probably pretty true there. Prince still in our focus at 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, seasoned rider.
I ride an old 1500, and I don't trailer my bike anywhere. I ride it.
What's new?
I broke my clavicle. Next time I'm going to ask them to bless me instead of the bike.
Or you and the bike. Today. today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Hi, where from?
Mont Eagle, Tennessee, up on the plateau.
So, yep.
Went to a bike blessing where they bless your bike. Me not being an infidel, just a bit of a faithful man, I went and had my bike blessed. And then at 40 mile an hour, and I flew off of it. Bike went down, and I went down, and bike didn't get hurt at all. I broke my clavicle. And I said,
American Biker Minute.
Next time I'm going to ask them to bless me instead of the bike.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if your money reported its relationship with you on Facebook?
It might say it's single. It meets up with you from time to time with no commitment, but your money soon departs.
Then at some point, you meet up with money that you want to hang out with.
You get engaged. You start to trust your money, but something isn't right and you call it off.
That's when it's complicated, because money wasn't giving you what you really needed. You weren't building anything together.
Then you discover how to maintain a healthy relationship with money. You get married. Few people attend the ceremony, just you, your money, and your advisors.
You'll check in with them from time to time, just to make sure your money is taking care of you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.